Welcome to the talk show for this, turns out to be a cloudy day. We weren't expecting that, but we will take it. A little rain must fall. 919, alongside it is Bruce Guthrie, Executive Director of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce and the Chamber President. Good morning. Glad to have you along.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here, Scott. Yeah. It's great to be here.
Yeah. How has the move gone to the new digs, as they say?
It's really gone well. We're really excited. We've been in there now going on this, I guess, is our fourth week. We couldn't ask for anything better than this building and what this brings to our three organizations. It's fantastic. It's a wonderful spot. We started this over 2 years ago, and we set our goals. What do we want? Well, one of them was we want to be in a building together on the square, and it was a challenge, but we got this great opportunity from the WGM folks. And I give a lot of credit to Ben S. and the Oakley family and Gray Media for able us to get in there and have this building. It's been fantastic with the district and Greta for in there, and we're able to do a lot of things together. And we're going to announce, and I'll say it, that we're going to do an open house on August 28th from 4 to 6. We're going to invite the community to come take a look at it. We should have everything done. We're getting some of our signage, our bulk of our signage done this next week for the building, and some other little items of maintenance we got to get done. But overall, it's been very good for us. It's very good for our organizations, and more importantly, it's very good for the community. It's a one-stop shop. And we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it is. It really is a one-stop shop for all businesses. If you're wanting information about the area, you're needing demographic information, or you just want to reach out to folks in the community as well, perfect place to go.
Well, it's the place to go. You're right. You know, anybody that has a business, well, anybody really, but anybody that has a business, is we encourage them to stop by. You know, the chamber, our mission is to help businesses of any type. Greta is help businesses, of course, but they're in workforce development. They're working a lot more with housing and different things. And Kyle and his team are doing a great job. And then Brianna Rivera, she is doing a fantastic job with the district, which is the downtown organization. So if you got a business, come by. You know, we're there to help. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm so encouraging everybody to walk by, come by, let us talk to you. We can help you. We can help you get the direction, because we want our business to succeed. And our majority of our businesses in this community and in Adams County are small businesses. And we have so many resources to help you, or we can help you get to where someplace that can answer your question. We're able to do a lot of things in that building. We're going to be doing more community events there. It just gives us great opportunities, and what's really great too is it gives us synergy among our staffs. I'm seeing that already. We're able to do a lot more things together, help each other, it's just really been a neat experience for us, and we're really excited about the future.
Yeah, it's so much easier to just get up and walk down a hallway or just a few feet away and talk with somebody about something instead of trying to catch them with a phone call or an email. It's so much easier.
Well, it really is. That was one of the things when we were looking at our priorities. As we started this, like I said, a couple of years ago, and it was representatives from all – remember, we have three different boards. They're made up of 15 to 20 people, so you got a lot of people involved, but we created a board for this building and formed an LLC and when we set down our objectives, and one of them was on the square, but also a place where we can have all of our, we found out all of our staffs need to be together. You know, yeah, we'd worked together before, don't get me wrong, we did, but this is just so much better in so many different ways.
Yeah, I was thinking this occurred to me earlier here while we were talking. You wanted to be on the square, and the fact that you're in this building, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the newest building on the square in terms of when it was built.
You got a great point there, because the addition, forget the year, but when the big tornado came through, it took the top off of there, because that used to, where it's two story and it used to be three story, and then they put that east addition on in 2001, 2002, they added on to there when WGM did. And so it is one of the newer buildings there. I'm trying to think, I've lost right now what exactly the date, 18 something, that it was built. It's structurally in great shape. when the WGM and Quincy Media Group, whatever it was called,
right.
had it, they kept really good care of it. They the WGM folks and Ben were fantastic. You know, they wanted to get people in. They wanted to, and the Oakleys wanted to make sure this building was used for the community, and gave us a very good financial deal that would enable us to do this type of, because it's a renovation. You know, it's a very expensive undertaking, but we didn't have, you know, structurally this building is in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of room. And the other thing we're going to be doing, we'll announce here soon in a few weeks, we're going to have a lease space in there on the second floor, and it's a wonderful space. And we'll have details coming out, so you can, you know, if you're looking for some lease space, office space, which is so desperately needed in this community too. Except, you know, I know we have some big spaces, but we're going to have a space, you know, 1,000 to 1,200 square feet and okay. a couple offices, that sort of thing, and a great space for somebody to move in, and we're going to be offering that too.
Yeah, so like a newer or a startup business, boy, that'd be perfect for them.
Well, it really would be. You know, we're a nonprofit, like you said, a startup business. It's a great opportunity. It's going to have, you know, a renovated space with, you know, we're going to have a receptionist when you come in the door. You're going to have the kitchen and all this other good stuff. And so it's a really neat opportunity for someone, because this is really a wonderful building.
Right. 925, talking it over with Chamber of Commerce President Bruce Guthrie. And I didn't get the chance to really see you much last Friday, a little busy, but wanted to thank you and the Chamber for your help with us celebrating our 100th birthday last Friday. Wow, it's zipped on by here. Actually, a couple of Fridays ago, but still, you know, you worked with us. We wanted, because we were kind of a pain in the keister. We wanted a different day than you normally do, you know, different time. We wanted to do all of this weird setup here to have folks in, but you guys were great and helped us out with that, and we were glad to be associated with you to do that. So thank you.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I apologize. I felt really bad. I had a conference I had to go into in Philadelphia, so I missed the event. But I heard fantastic reviews. And when we were approached about it, and then wanted to do a different date. I know Mary talked about it, and your group did. And,
right.
And we said, hey, we can adapt. You know, we can adapt and do that. We want to make things work for our businesses. So I heard a lot of great things, and it was. I'm so glad we were able to do it here for you.
Yeah, it was great. We do have some video and pictures up on our Facebook page. So if you ever get the chance somehow out of your busy schedule,
I will look at it. Yes.
Oh, brother. One of the Chamber's signature events is coming up again this Friday night, and it's Blues in the District. It's a great way. It packs the district.
Yep.
Folks really, really enjoy it. And it doesn't matter what the weather is.
No, it really doesn't. You know, the district, that Main Street program is such a great program for this community, and Brianna's doing such a tremendous job. And the really signature event for the district is the Blues, and
okay.
It's been tough summer. It's been one of the tougher Blues summers, because they had some rain, and we've had brutal hot weather. So I think they're looking forward. I think we have two left, is what Brianna's. Yeah, the two in August.
This one, and then 2 weeks from tomorrow.
And yeah. So it's such a great event and a signature event. I think you're going next year. Will be their 30th year, so I know they're going to do some celebrating. So come on out, free of charge. Enjoy some music and a wonderful mm-hmm. night in Washington Park.
Yeah. What does the Chamber have coming up in the next few weeks and months?
We got things all the time. You know, one of the things we have coming up. It's really been successful this year is our Women's Empowerment Group, women in business that meet every month, every other month, and they have their event on August 20th down here at the Kroc Center. They always bring in a great speaker to talk, ladies to talk about challenges and resilience and in running a business. A lot of times running a business and running a family, everything that goes with it. And we have such wonderful and incredible women in this community that own business and run businesses. So that's the 20th at the Kroc Center. You can register. It's a luncheon. You can register online for that. And then I know we have at the end of the month, we have what we call a coffee and conversation. We started this last year where it's all free of charge for our members. And I invite anybody to come out. I'm not kicking you out. Come on out. And we do it over here at the Poorhouse. And it's in the morning, 8 to 9. It's on the 28th, 8 to 9:30, the same day as our open house. And we bring in kind of experts in different fields, and they sit around in different groups. and they just talk to you and get conversation going. It's to help business succeed. So we've done them, and boy, people sit there and go, hey, I didn't know you had that problem. I didn't know I have this. I can solve that for you, or I can get you the direction. Really neat, casual cup of coffee, sitting there and talking, just gathering people up, networking, talking to each other. So that's exciting. Then we have our big golf tournament coming September 11th, our Mercantile Fall event. Big golf tournament out of Westview. We've done it for many years. It's a great event for networking and having fun at the end of the summer, going into the fall, and we have a big crowd. And you can register for that with your foursome. We still have openings online. And then, you know, we're planning for the rest of the year, and, you know, we'll have more business after hours and things going on. We'll be announcing soon a seminar series coming up here that'll be on something that's on everybody's mind, artificial intelligence, AI, and we're going to be having a series on that. That is a very important part of every business, and it's critical that you jump on board because it's here to stay.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, that's a lot of the events that you just mentioned here, Bruce. It's the fact that you're allowing members and people to just get together and promote a free exchange of ideas, and then things just take off when that happens.
Well, they really do. And the importance of that's what we do is when we say networking, or this kind of event, we kind of call it intentional networking. It's you're setting down, and I tell businesses all the time, is that people will help you. We will help you. It's not you're not isolated. Competitors will help you. I have a lot of people in this community that they have no problem because they realize when we're all successful, of course, that lifts everybody up. Mm-hmm. And try to get out of that mindset of I don't want to say anything or a competitor might hear me or I'm afraid to say anything, which a lot of people are kind of don't want to speak up. But speak up. People will help you. We'll help you. You call me, call our office. We'll guide you a place, a business that is successful. And we'll talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, just look them up, quincychamber.org. Plenty of great links there. You can find out more about what's going on there. And, of course, coming up here on the 28th of this month, it's the open house at the new location at 501 Hampshire Street, right there catty corner to Washington Park. Plus, you know, when they finally finish the Washington Theater, you'll just be just a hop, skip, and a jumping away from all of that and hopefully all the great things they'll host, too. So,
yeah, it really is. Great position, and that the theater will get done soon, and
yeah.
And it's nice to be able to walk over here. I just walk right across the park.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I know, and hopefully the wind's not blowing too much to get the fountain on you, but that's okay. Thank you, Bruce. Always
hey,
a pleasure.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking with you again real soon. 9:31. We'll take a break. Back with more here on the talk show on WTAD. Coming up on 9:36, and of course we'll have another update for you from the Ursa Farmers Co-op, coming up for you within an hour during the Ramsey Show. Scott Hardy, welcome to the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, and in just a couple of minutes here, when they make their way in, we'll talk it over with Ann Boland. Tierney Craig and Melanie Allen are all supposed to be here for Riverfront Revival, which is coming up on September 13th. They were kind of pigeonholing Bruce as he got out of here of the studio and talking to him about it. So they are planning to make their way in momentarily. So we're looking forward to that here coming up in just a moment. So looking forward to that. And just a reminder for you folks, if you have not done so yet, be sure to get signed up now for that trip for two to Italy that you'll be taking next April. Thanks to Sleep Tight, Little Jess Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, and other great sponsors. It's your chance for that incredible trip for two to Italy with Destination Travel as we celebrate the station's 100th birthday. All you have to do right now is sign up at one of our promotional partner locations, such as Sleep Tight, 4535 Broadway in Quincy, or on West Morton in Jacksonville, Little Jess Chrysler, Dodge Jeep and Ram at 3421 Main Street, Mark Twain Casino on Pierce Street in LaGrange, and of course, Emerald City Jewelers at 20th and Main in Quincy. So be sure to get signed up for that. Right now, you'll be traveling, you'll be flying to Venice. You'll also head to Florence, Rome, and Southern Italy. Airfare, meals, lodging, incredible tours are all included, and you can get complete trip information right now at Destination Travel's website. That's the number one destinationtravel.com. That's the number one, destinationtravel.com. So get signed up for that one now. You still have a little time, but not that much, so you don't want to miss out on that for the trip for two, the Italy trip giveaway in honor of our 100th birthday from Sleep Tight, Little Jess Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and other great sponsors. Thank you all for that very, very much. They are in studio now. They are stopped. They have stopped bothering Bruce Guthrie from the chamber, and they are in here now. And it's all right. It's okay. Here is Tierney Craig, Melanie Allen, and Ann Bolden. Ladies, thank you for being here. We appreciate it very, very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. You are here for Riverfront Revival on September 13th. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So ultimately, we feel like the riverfront's underutilized, and we want to get people down on that beautiful riverfront we have. So this was a way to get families down there. We have a lot of fun planned for everybody.
Yeah, we just want to celebrate the riverfront, invite people down there, show them how beautiful it is. Hopefully the weather is wonderful, and just have a lot of fun.
Very, very good. So it's a way to have a nice celebration and also to kind of raise awareness about the fact that this is a really, as you put it, Tierney, and you would know, it's a really underutilized part of what the city of Quincy can offer for businesses, for residents, and for tourists.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody's always like, look at what Hannibal's doing. And I was like, but look at what we have.
Right.
And so, you know, we really want to show that off. And this was kind of our baby. Like, let's get everybody down there. We're going to have a lot of activities. The highlight is going to be a rubber duck race. So I know it's been done in the past, and so we're bringing it back.
Very, very nice. Now, is this going to be in the river? You've got or different places to watch this. What? How is that going to work?
So we're hoping to drop the ducks off the bridge that goes to Quincy Island. So we have 5,000 ducks reserved right now. Of course, if we sell more, we can get more. But right now we have 5,000 ducks reserved, and we're hoping to drop 5,000 ducks off that bridge. And they will float down along Lincoln Park, and everyone can stand or sit along Lincoln Park, watch them until they get to the finish line.
So there is going to be a winner.
There is going to be a winner, and
wow.
We have prizes.
Wow.
Cash prizes.
That's going to be great. So that is going to be really, really nice. Developing this riverfront here, I've lived here now for, 35 years, and it's always been a thing where people want to do it, but it's getting started. That's never really happened.
Yeah, and I think most people don't understand the history. You kind of talk about it, and people like see dollar signs and kind of like jump backwards, like whoa, tax. But I think kind of going back to the start of this, this will happen. You know, they're building a new bridge over coming in York, mm-hmm. And so people don't realize the state has to somehow like give Maine back to us. They can't just build this new bridge and leave the old bridge sitting there for what? So it kind of started, IDOT says, you know, like, we're going to give that back to you. So a group of individuals came together and made a plan and said, when they do that, hey, what if we kept part of the bridge as a pedestrian kind of outlook to overlook? And what if we, you know, did some landscape? What if there was a walkway that led down to the riverfront? And, you know, they started dreaming these things and we're like, well, hey, when that happens and we receive this money from the state, you know, we can maybe do even more than that. And so what started, you know, is kind of like that hasn't happened yet, obviously, because the bridge hasn't been built. But, you know, we are working that way. So that's kind of like the start of how this even got going.
Right, exactly. And so the plan is still for part of the old Memorial Bridge to have that overlook of the river where folks can walk to it.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
I mean, how cool would that be?
It would be. It would be.
Yeah.
It really, really would be. Just to, you know, even if folks want to brave it in January, just to view all the eagles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. When we're talking about tourists, you know, like that would be a tourist destination for mm-hmm. people to come view this, you know, in a safe, family-friendly kind of way.
Right, exactly. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but the state of Missouri finally formally committed here a couple weeks ago saying, yes, we're going to give you Illinois $105 million for the bridge. So I know it's been hinted at, but they finally committed to it. So that's a good news right there.
Yeah, progress. I mean, it takes a while, and I think, you know, you just have to kind of stay the course. And, you know, keep, and I think in the back end, kind of our job, like with this little party down there, is like, hey, let's start raising some money. You know, we've kind of come up with this splash pad, you know, and some other ideas. Let's start raising some money for some other things and get the project rolling. And then, so then when these bigger money comes in, you know, we already have things down there for people to do.
Right, right. It's a lot of it, though, is also buy-in from local governments, because as you found out here in the last year, trying to get those power lines buried on Front Street, it's just like sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. Getting the buy-in, even to just bury those lines to improve the sight lines.
Yeah. I mean, and I get it. You know, as a business owner, and you know, we want to do things that make sense. You know, with our dollars, and we want to, you know, protect, you know, that. So that project just hasn't moved forward, and that's okay. That doesn't mean the whole thing is dead. You know, we kind of take a step back and then, you know, kind of analyze, and then let's reevaluate. And we've shifted the focus to, you know, obviously the public want something different. So what do we do first then?
Right, exactly. Has any consideration about bringing some sort of a cruise ship to town, has that entered into your thoughts yet or not?
I mean, it's always a discussion. If a cruise ship said we want to come here, I think we would not say no. It is in the Riverfront Master Plan to have a cruise dock where a cruise ship could come. But again, baby steps. We have to do the projects where we have the money to do the projects, and where the community, the things the community wants, and start from there. So it's a long process.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, something to consider. I don't know if you guys know this, but I think it's Royal American or Viking, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
They built docks in both Fort Madison and Hannibal, and the company has helped substantially with those costs. So they invested in both of those locations. So just something to consider. I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah. So looking at that, you know, there's some logistics when they get off of the boat. You know, where are they going and what are they getting off to? So that kind of goes hand in hand when we're talking about that bridge being redone and the walkway and getting people safely up the hill. Or, you know, that's quite an incline there. So there's a lot of steps. So that's definitely down the line as far as number one. It probably makes more sense to, you know, we've kind of like talked about, like, you know, they take buses, you know, they'll dock in Hannibal and take buses and do excursions. Could they come here and do excursions? Is that a good first step before the dock is logistically able, you know, to get built? So lots of things being thrown around. But like, again, it's just like, what's that first project? And I think the splash pad seems to be like the overwhelming winner at this point.
Okay. All righty. So you remember Tierney. I know probably most folks do. A couple of years ago when one of the boats had to make that emergency stop here in town. It was a lot of work for like the chamber and stuff, but it was work that they didn't mind doing.
No, right. I mean, yeah, that's what we want. We want those visitors to come up. We want them to see Main Street. We want them to see the downtown. We want them. I mean, I just, when I compare, you know, you don't want to compare to Hannibal, but also like Quincy has so much to offer, and we really want to show that off however we can and do the work to get that done.
Right, right. You know, by that time, you know, the addition across the street here is going to be totally done, and it's been fascinating to watch. If you ever, you know, get the chance, you know, watch it for an hour. They get here bright and early at 6 and they're working on it. So, but just that, the plan that the city has worked together with IDOT about how to reroute traffic off of the new bridge, the fact that there, you know, that there won't be that hill that'll just come straight in, you know, onto York Street, and then hopefully we get 3rd Street two lane both directions, you know, to connect 57 all the way up to 24, you know. knock on wood, but hopefully these things get done.
I mean, I really think there are a lot of people working in the back end of this, and we just don't hear a lot about that. So, you know, I just try to remind people, like, I know it's hard to envision the project and to envision all these things, but it's a long-term deal. And so kind of our job is just to get the ball rolling and to remind people, like, get down to the river, get down there, enjoy it, and just support however you can. And just kind of, you know, those negative voices, just put those aside, because we really, it can be done. You've seen it in these tiny little towns. It can be done.
Yeah, if there's a will, there is a way. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, look at Clarksville. They've got a flood wall now.
Yeah.
A collapsible portable flood wall. So good for them. You know, it helps their arts community. So we'll be talking a lot more about Riverfront Revival coming up September 13th. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out more about what's going on there, and we'll talk more about why these group of people have decided to get this, to kind of open everybody's eyes to the riverfront here in Quincy. That's on the way for you here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee on WTAD. Welcome back to the talk show here, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. On this Thursday, August the 7th, 9:51, 9 in front of the hour, and we're talking with the organizers of an event coming up next month on September the 13th called Riverfront Revival. And what are the hours of this thing going to be? When are you planning on holding it?
So we're starting at 11 a.m., and it's running till 2 p.m. The duck race is scheduled for 1 p.m.
All righty, and this is just a way for a group of concerned people to just say, here's what we can do with our riverfront. We want to do something, and we want your help to do it, so we want you to have fun. Come on down, like things like food trucks available, things like that? Or...
Yeah, so we have food trucks. We have music. We're going to have some yoga classes down at Lincoln Park where you can come and just enjoy the riverfront and do some yoga. We have the Illinois Extension office is coming. They're going to have some educational, like, booths for kids to learn, like a stream table, so they can learn about the river. They're going to bring some other, like, activities related to the Mississippi and things like that. We have art activities. We're going to have paint a duck. You can take home your own little rubber ducky, you know, bath time for the kids with their own duck that they painted. Just lots of great activities, just family-friendly things to bring people down.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a great time, and at the same time, a very educational time where folks can learn more about what can be done on the riverfront, and we've seen what can be done just to the north of where you're going to be, with the fact that a large part of that, a former park with the park district, now is going to be wetlands. And with the work that the Corps is going to be doing to, you know, get the silt out as well, stuff can be done if enough elbow grease and pressure is put on people to do it and get the money supplied. So it is possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is possible. It's just raising awareness to do that. So,
yep. And we need the community behind us so that those government bodies see that the community wants this, and that entices them, you know, to focus on it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. People who, you know, get voted on every few years, they tend to notice things like that. They do.
Sure.
They tend to notice that. All right, so let's do a little future casting, a little forecast into the future. Let's say that you hold this event on the 13th. It's perfect, 75 degrees for a high, and, you know, sunny skies, and people come out, and we see hundreds of ducks floating in the Mississippi River.
Thousands.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Hundreds of thousands.
Maybe hundreds of thousands.
Okay. All right. Hannibal complains about it. You know, why are your ducks taking it? You're clogging up the lock and dam. Why are you doing this?
No, they will all be contained.
I know.
We have to return all of those ducks.
I know. As Ann knows, I'm very good at being ridiculous sometimes, but that's okay. All right. So let's say this event goes better or even expected. What is next after that? What's the plan after that?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is awareness. We've brought these people down. Hey, see what we've got going on. We're hopefully going to make this a year after year thing, that it grows. We have kind of pie in the sky ideas, and we would love to do some really creative things on the riverfront, but we're just baby steps. Like, you know, you got to get your feet wet. So this is year one, and, you know, bringing the race back essentially with some family friendly things. But the goal would be to make this bigger and better and to raise more money year after year. And then, like I said, the splash pad is step one. So we have some money from the state that's already been awarded. We're going to put some money toward, you know, we raise here towards that. We also have like some fun ideas. Let's put some swings down on the riverfront. Let's put some seating. Let's do some, you know, like just fun things that people can visualize and see. But, you know, the ultimate goal is to make this a yearly deal where we're raising some serious money toward whatever project we're working on next.
Right, exactly. And then it gives you time as well to kind of come up with what it is exactly would be a good draw for people to come down to the riverfront and stay there for a while, too. So.
Yes, yes.
Because for a long time, it's like people just kind of use the riverfront. It's like if they want to get away and de-stress and look at the sunset, it's a great place to go.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
But does that generate economic, is that an economic driver for the city and the county? No.
No.
It's not. So, this is a great idea. So, folks, you want to take advantage of this. The Riverfront Revival, it is this group's goal to really get a conversation started about the Quincy Riverfront and its potential. And, Anne, I'm sure you remember this in the early 90s before even the riverboat went to LaGrange, Missouri. There was thoughts about getting that boat or a boat to Quincy, but then it was like people just kind of said, we don't want that. We don't want the problems associated with that.
Right, and that's exactly what happened, unfortunately. But I think our big goal is to just make people aware of the fact of what beautiful riverfront and the potential that we have here. And the fact of the matter that we're making it a family event, that's something that we're really wanting to have the family there. And this is an opportunity to do some fun things. And the educational things, as Mel said, that would be going on down there. It's just a great opportunity for us to promote our riverfront.
Yeah.
And I think that, as Tierney said, it's baby steps. And we'll just do one step at a time and see where it goes. And if we get more people to realize how valuable it would be for us, that's what our goal is.
Right, and the funny thing is like, you know, after the boat finally decided to go to LaGrange, it was like you would ask the police, and for a while, even though we didn't have the boat, we still had the problems, you know, with customers. I think it's calmed down now because the average age of the boat goer is, they're of an age to where it's like after they're at the boat, it's like, I've had my fun, I'm going home. You know, as opposed to what they used to do, like, let's go to Quincy. And, well, yeah, so that never ended up good. So, all righty, if folks want to find out more about the plans, what do they need to do? Can they go on Facebook? Should they just call you guys? What would be the best thing to do?
So you can go to the Quincy Riverfront Development Corporation's web Facebook page. We have a website. It's qrdcduckrace.com. On that website is where you can buy your ducks. So you can buy one duck. You can buy a dozen ducks. Actually, it's a quacker's dozen, which comes with 13.
Nice.
A quack pack is 6, or a whole flock is 27. So there's multiple packages you can choose from to buy your ducks. One duck is $5. If you buy multiple ones, you get a little bit of a discounted price on your ducks. So you can go there. You can buy your ducks directly online, see some of the things that we have planned on that website, and our sponsors too. So we want to give a shout out to WGM and NAPIDE as wonderful sponsors, and we thank them for joining us in this cause.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time coming up on September the 13th from 11 until 2. That's a QRDC duck race.
QRDCduckrace.com.
All righty. Yep. I am looking this up right now. I can't promise you that I will buy a Quacker's dozen.
Oh.
but I am looking at it for sure. So.
And we should probably tell you also that the prizes, first place is $1,000, and then second place is $500, and third place is $250. So there's some good return. Yeah.
Mel, that's a good thing to lead with. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I will have that.
It got better, I can tell you that.
It's not just just like a gift certificate somewhere. No. There's some money.
No, it is not. So, folks, get signed up for this right now. QRDCDuckRace.com or DuckRace.com/Quincy, either one. Ladies, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. The news is next from Fox. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.